Hey, welcome back everybody to ATI Auto Transport Business. My name is Jay. This is the Cars Should Be Business channel. We spent the week at NIADA Convention and Expo 2022 in Las Vegas. Ty is still there. So we're going to do a final wrap up for the week and also talk about NIADA Expo training because I think we learned a few things and we want to pass it along. So do me a favor, please do leave a like. Thank you so much for doing that. You know you can click share, click copy. There's a plus save button too. And if you're watching on demand, there are clickable video time code links for your pleasure. Feel free to jump into the live chat. Look at that live chat going crazy, everybody. Thanks so much. You can jump in there, say hello, ask us a question. Find out why. Here's one for you. Why should you be at NIADA Convention and Expo next year? We have a lot of reasons. We're going to talk about that. So that's pretty cool. And then we've also got an article, but let's jump in. Let's see what's going on with Ty. Ty, can you see me and hear me okay?
Yep, sure can. How are you today?
Pretty good. What is happening? So, all right, well, actually, I know what's happening, so I'll lead. Although, should you lead? What do you want to do?
Go ahead. I'm dragging today. If you can't tell, I'm not in the transport parking lot. We had awards last night. We worked our tail off. And hey, by the way, you know, thank you, NIADA.
Thank you so much. Thank you, NIADA. I sent out a, I don't know if you saw this. I posted a podcast this morning where I thanked everybody that I can think of. And I can't even think of. I'm gonna look at the podcast. Right? Did it post? You know, I didn't see it. Did it post?
It's on Twitter for sure.
Okay.
I think I saw it on LinkedIn too.
See, and I don't know if I saw it on LinkedIn. Although maybe it was under my name on LinkedIn. Yeah. You know what? It's not posted on LinkedIn yet. How weird is that?
Well, the thing is that the NIADA community, family. I mean, I feel family now. I was thinking, man, I felt so comfortable with this conference. Go ahead.
No, you're good. Keep going.
Yeah, so comfortable with this conference, the environment and the people. And I was talking to somebody, well, give me three takeaways. That was the question. Give me three takeaways.
Yeah. Great.
Right?
Yeah.
And there was actually Candy. I was talking to Candy, Seaport Services, which we're going to talk about Candy again in a minute. But anyway, she called yesterday after the show. How's it going? What were three takeaways? I said, really?
Yeah, the audio's. Is your internet connection okay too? It's kind of whacked.
I got rid of the Wi-Fi.
I know. And it's all sluggish and.
Could be me, dragging. It would be hard right now.
Yeah. No.
I love it.
All right. Cool.
I'll try Wi-Fi again.
We got.
Hold on. Let's try that. We had a ton of technical stuff.
Dude, we did. Yesterday was technical craziness. So
it was. And it's good, though. I mean, you know, the reality, and that, again, it goes back to, first of all, you know, Used Car News, Con and Jeff, right, were kind and gracious to us. And I personally had some time with Colleen and Jeff at Used Car News. You know, they print a paper. Matter of fact, let me show you. Check this out.
Yeah, I actually
got a couple of these for you.
Oh, cool, man. Thank you.
Look how many I snagged. Right?
Yeah, the screen is all wacky. But I see. Okay, I see it. Cool. I know. What? I don't know what's going on. We're having a crazy.
You
we
see
got
that?
Bugs in the machine. Great. Thank you.
The cool thing about this is that, and this is just opinion, but if I see it laying around, I'm going to do it. Right?
So I'm going to ask you a question. All right. So, cause we are having some serious internet problems. So what I'm going to do is, I know. So here's what I'm going to ask you. Is there any way you can try to, I don't know, move around in the room or down the hallway? Because we're having that kind of nearly unwatchable experience, and I don't know why. I really don't know why. I can't explain it. Although some would say, well, that Jay, that's just cars on the move.
I'm gonna boot out, you talk for a minute, and I'll come back.
Try that. Okay. All right, so we spent the week at NIADA, as we said, and we're going to do what we want to. What we want to do is we want to thank many folks, many groups, and also on this. I'm curious, in this podcast thing, it didn't show up on LinkedIn. I don't know what is going on. Amazing, you do all this work, right, and then, you know, then you get bugs in the machine. Right now, somebody's like, "Awesome, ATI's got bugs in their machine." All right, I can see you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's the audio?
That's better.
I'm not on Wi-Fi.
All right.
That's usually what causes a lot of problems. I moved the stick over a little bit. I don't know.
All you have to do is move the stick. All right, so let's keep going. So you had, I'll say the list of people that I thanked on the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, man.
See.
I can start rattling off names and see how close I get.
Okay, do it. You start, and I'll add whatever names that I think you missed.
Well, I'll start with the NADA people, NIADA members that were really, when I tell you like crazy, Jay, okay, so I'm at the awards and Ben, I can't remember Ben's last name, Goodman and Bill.
Bill Elizondo.
I got to talk to Ben for a minute. Okay, so we'll start with Ben and Bill. There's two.
Yep.
There's a new one I met, Diane Friedlander.
Yep. Diane and she. Oh, really? Friedlander, is it?
I believe that was, I put the, here, I got it.
So what I did, too, is I went to the NIADA.com, and I like to go to About, and they had leadership.
Now, look at this, dude. Look at all these cards I got.
You know I love that. Flanders, Diane Flanders.
Flanders, yeah.
She's the 20 group director. How about
that? So,
yes.
Yeah. Totally awesome conversation.
Yeah, there's the About. It really is. And this gets into expo training. Perfect. Research and learn, right? Follow up.
Yeah.
Go to LinkedIn. Yeah. Look these people up. Yeah. Here's the, we'll start with.
With Bob. He's at the top. I mean, Bob's CEO.
Right. Bob, but did you meet any of the board of directors? Because I did. I don't think we did yet.
No.
Yep. We haven't met any of the board. Now, no. Brenna Stansberry, she was on a panel. Mm. Okay, so there's Bob Voltman, CEO. We met him.
I met Bob. Yeah. Yep. Nobody else on that list.
Right. Then there's Brett.
I got to talk to Brett. That guy's cool, man. He's got a crazy job, too. I was thinking a lot about that. Wow. It always, after talking to the whole time I was talking to him, I kept thinking about that Netflix series called Ozark.
That's hilarious. Oh, I'm sure he'd love to hear that.
You don't need to hear it. You just got to go watch the...
That's hilarious.
Politics, crazy. Keep going there. So no, none
of those.
And
there's Diane Flanders.
Yeah,
right?
Diane,
you,
right?
You met her last night, right?
Yeah, I did. And man,
what's so cool is, here's for the audience of one, is that Ty tells me that he's talking to Diane. And what, the day before that, we learned that we could maybe get a 20 group going for car haulers. Yeah. Breaking news, auto transport industry of one, is Jay and Ty are putting together, what are we putting together?
20 group. 20 group, 20 group for car haulers.
A 20 group for car haulers.
Yeah, well, it started with Ed.
Well, that's not a big deal, right? That's nothing.
Well, you know,
no, I'm kidding. It's huge.
I was thinking about the logistics of it. You know, the car hauler community is so unique in so many areas, so many levels. I mean, the equipment, the skill set, the challenges that come with it, the things that Jay and I talk about literally every show. Right? We talk about car hauling, and again, I watched some of yesterday's. I thought, man, I am so rough on car haulers. But the reason that I really think is dealers will be honest with you, if you just be quiet for a minute. They have so many issues with transportation. I mean, you know, so we're sitting there doing an interview with this amazing, cool guy, which, by the way, Roger Cascill?
Yeah, Roger Cascill. Cascill Motors, yeah.
Okay, Roger, if I could pick a dad or like maybe an older brother, that would be my dad or older brother.
I love that guy. He is awesome.
Yeah. I know. So talking to him, then Jeremy hears us talking back and forth, and Jeremy pipes and he's like, man, I had no idea car hauling was this crazy. And so
that was super neat when he did. Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I'll put the really link cool. in the live chat. Keep going.
Yeah, so the night before, Ed's there. We're talking about NIADA, and we're talking about 20 groups. And, like, you know, Ed, they don't have that for car haulers that I know of. Do you know of, Jay? I don't think so.
No. Listen, that and what Jeremy said is proof that there's a purpose for a car hauler 20 group. And you know that, you know what bugs me? I know right now somebody's like, yeah, you guys.
Yep. You're in okay. your 20 group. Just because you guys got to go to NIADA, now you think you're 20 group.
Right, exactly. but we got Silver Mint in the live chat regularly bagging on dealers, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you think you get that information to them? Do you think the dealers read the live chat?
Right.
No. There's no dealers watching the ATI live chat going, oh, man, we did that too.
I need to raise my rates.
Yeah, exactly. It's not happening. The only
you mean
way
when you get here, you want the car? What?
The only way to get them the information is to put together a committee or a group. And that's another problem. Oh, committee, group, blah, blah. We have Facebook, Jay. Do you think dealers sit around reading Facebook going, oh, yeah, I did that wrong, too? No.
Well, so here, back up. Yeah. So I'm sitting at the awards last night, and I'm talking to, remember Randy at Kinetic Advantage?
Heck yeah. My buddy.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm standing in the back taking pictures, doing video, just minding my own business. Randy walks up from behind. I don't know where he came from. We start talking, and you're in a 20 group? Yeah, I am. Okay. Get talking more. He gave me the best idea, and he didn't even know.
Oh, you texted me. Yeah, tell me. Yeah. Tell me what it is.
So let's break down a 20 group for a minute. What is it? Well, it's, you know, it's as many people as you can get under 20, 20 or below. There you go. They 16, all do the same thing. Right. And I was thinking, This is an opportunity, and I believe this with all my heart, especially after being at NIADA for a week. I believe that the car dealer community in the NIADA would genuinely accept, welcome, and encourage participating in a 20 group. What are you talking about, Ty? Who cares? Well, what I'm talking about is, as a carrier, to hear a dealer talk about transportation, whether it's a positive experience or a negative or both, it's something that there has to be this dialogue, right? So if I'm new in the business, or if I'm even seasoned in the business, I can still learn from a dealer. And I don't know how many times I've said it. I don't know. I get excited about it. I get crazy about it. But I'm just telling you, I learned everything I needed to know about the business side of transportation through used car dealers. I keep saying it. Like, do you know what I just said, Jen? Does that make sense?
It does, and yet I know. I'm so jaded, it's awful. But I'm about as jaded as this industry is.
Yeah.
Tell me, find somebody that's not jaded in auto transport. And the answer probably is somebody's only been doing it for about 3 months.
2 weeks.
Right, exactly. Because if you've been if you've been in at least a year, you are jaded. You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are just so down.
And so I look at the, okay, so you, it's fun being in my position because I get to play kind of both sides of the field, right? I don't have any real skin in the game, you know, and people want to bust my balls about it. That's fine. But the reality of it is that I know the dealer, I know the auction, I know the carrier, right?
Why? Yeah. It's funny. You do. And as a matter of fact, I do too. But since I'm not loading a car and you're not booking a load, we're somehow not legit. Yeah. Go figure. We're only at the conventions talking about car hauler pain all the
time.
Well,
and the truth is, so yeah, exactly. So, you know, I run into a dealer. Hi, my name's Ty. I'm ATI, Car Shipping Business Channel. We talk about auctions, dealers, and carriers. What's your experience been with transportation in the last 6 months? What? you're a transport guy and you're asking me what my experience has been like for the last.
I thought we were going to talk about tech tools and stuff. Right.
I want to know what it's been like. Well, here's what it's been like, Ty. I used to go to the auction, and this is where I said confirmation bias. What are your big takeaways? It's confirmation bias. I'm not crazy. I'm not. It's true. Every dealer at this conference pre-COVID went to an auction or paid somebody to go to an auction to buy their cars. Everybody had their own method of getting those cars back, and they had a program, a system, a process. I'm going to the auction. I'm going to buy cars. I'm going to get them home. I'm going to send them to the shop. I'm going to put tires on them. I'm going to send them to detail, and then I'm going to put them on the lot, and I'm going to sell them. Okay? Did you follow all that? That's real.
I did, but you never said load board.
Well, so...
And this is, I just want to point out, when you're hard on Car Haulers Live,
yeah,
there's a reason. Because we are pounding our faces against pavement on this thing.
Yeah, brick wall for me. I don't go to the pavement. It's too dirty. Right.
And Jeremy, how long has Jeremy been?
22 years.
Okay, and he's saying, I never heard this before.
I have not heard. I did not know. Well, that's nothing because you remember. Here's one for you. We can go back. This is live. This what I'm about. This story really happened, and I believe it was David Spiro with Auto Sled. One day we were talking. I think we were at the NAD. I'm at his booth. We're getting to talking, and he's like, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell myself, I was the guy that knew the transport dude was outside, and I would throw the keys on the desk and go do something different. He literally said that, right? He's repenting in a sense. He's like, okay, I'm confessing now. I'm going to repent. I'm sorry, I did that. I didn't understand.
Let's recap what you're saying. Yeah. For the driver, for the transporter, the carrier, the owner operator, the YouTubers or whoever, at the dealership, and they're like, where's the keys? Where's the car? Where's my dealer guy?
Yeah.
And the answer is, he's already so fed up with you. That he's literally playing, you know, hedgehog or whatever that animal is that lies dead. Question, why? Do we know why? Possum, thank you. What put David, did David confess why he felt that way?
He may have. It's been a minute. But
yeah, what do you think?
The reality of it.
Speculation live.
What do I think? I think it's... just like you said a minute ago, you get tired of these guys. You get tired of the crap. You get tired of dealing with the transport guy who's not nice, who's not, doesn't act right, doesn't communicate.
Ugh, your car's here.
My ETA is my ETA.
That is the funniest thing. And you know what the problem is? See, if we had a channel called My ETA is My ETA, we'd have views through the roof.
Boy, howdy, would we?
And yeah, we'd be at all the summer barbecues, but we don't.
Where I'm going with this conversation is there's a, and this was the beautiful intersection by being here this week and really getting to spend time with Ed and a Mike and a Troy and a Andy Freelander, that guy, golly, then Reed, you know, I got to meet Reed, and these are all NIADA people. And my point where I'm going is there's this little clip of Roger, Ty, and then Jeremy illustrates perfect how needed this is. And Diane and I were supposed to talk next week about what does this look like? What do we do with it? Because my opinion, I would like to say 10 car hauler guys be in a 20 group with 10 dealer guys. To me, that would be cool. Because here's what I know for fact.
That's right. The last thing we need is a 20 group of 20 car haulers.
No.
We already have that. It's called Facebook.
Yeah. And but as you talk to these guys about their 20 groups, and you hear, I mean, Diane was telling me stuff last night. I was like, oh, wow, this could be complicated. Okay, so you're saying that everybody gives their financials to the other guy in the group? So,
oh, God, no, that'll never happen.
Financials to my peers. Well, I don't know why not. I thought about it originally. I thought, well, it doesn't have your customer base on there.
It's a really interesting.
It has your, Okay. And these guys hold each other accountable. I mean, you heard Randy. Randy was in the first 20 group.
That would be helpful, wouldn't it? For a carrier to you've got me in the red.
Yeah, well, the carrier, half. Okay, so half, half the people we talk to, do they know they're in trouble? Most of the people that I talk to, until it's too late. We watch these YouTube videos of this guy. He's like, well, the rates aren't going up. I guess I'll just keep hauling it until I can't afford to put fuel in my truck anymore. He literally said that.
I know. And that's kind of what,
Picking on the guy. I'm not being mean. I'm just saying that the reality of it is there. Okay. This guy's on his own. He's doing a YouTube channel. He might get comments, but in reality, who does he really have to go to talk to say, okay, I think you've done enough now. That's good. You've been running these cars that the price hasn't gone up in the same miles with fuel going up this much. Here, let's break this into a graph. Maybe that'll help you. Let's break this into a pie chart. Maybe that'll help you see
that
you're about to have a huge problem.
So this is where, you know what, our friend David from LoadWise can help because he's got a digital tool to help you put your numbers together.
Yeah. And it just keeps going. So I'm excited because, okay, I've always said, love the dealer. I've said it all week. And I've said the dealer is the mentor. Whether they're shady or not shady, doesn't matter. I'm just telling you, these people at this place here, I talked to so many dealers, Jay, that were open to talk, that were in the 20 group, and that would talk about that relationship and talk about how it's really helped them.
Check this out. Yeah. This will blow your mind. Get those titles out of there. Remember Greg Zach from Dixon Motors? Remember that guy? He's a buy here, pay here in Houston. I know you talked to so many people. And I got his name because this was day one. You caught him in the hallway after you met, you saw Anthony Greenhalgh from Rapid Recon. Look at this. This guy is right here, part of the legislative committee. Who knew that?
Whoa.
Along with Brett Scott. So now you know two people. There's Bob. Now you know three people on the... I mean, it's wild.
Right. Troy. There's Troy. Oh, no, that's Tony. Never mind.
So what's really interesting for all two people watching is that what we're accomplishing... I don't care anymore that...
No.
Yeah, I don't care that we're not part of, like, the... I don't know, whatever it is, the super gang or whatever. What I'm curious of, so here's a question for you. Let's say Diane said, okay, get five car haulers right now.
Yeah.
Do you know which five you would pick? Because they're
gonna I would probably call 20 and get lucky to get five. And have that 20, I don't know if it was you and I talking about this, but you know, there was a season where we did these call Ty for an hour. We record the call, $100. Remember that?
For a while. You've done that a lot, yeah.
So we dropped that because the reason I personally wanted to drop it was because I would talk to somebody for an hour and find out a couple weeks later that they did not listen to anything. They want a load board and they want a dispatcher. Which is a great segue into, let's talk about pre-owned auto logistics for a minute, right?
Yeah, awesome, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about that. Yeah. Because here's the thing, and it's really tricky in my opinion for where we are as a community, where we are as a society. There seems to be, technology is the way to go. So I talk about pre-owned auto logistics because they didn't, Jay and I spent a lot of time with them. I know everybody has something bad to say about everybody, right? I understand that. And I'm not saying, hey, you know, they're like Jesus's brother or something, you know, and what I am saying is
they
that
they care. They actually said,
they really do care.
If you had, they said, if you had a problem, we want to mend that fence.
Yeah.
Well,
And where I'm going with this is okay, I cannot be the gatekeeper of everybody who wants to be a car hauler. That's not my job. It's not your job. No. You want to go haul cars, go haul cars. So what we can do is the people that do come in, that we can say, look, somebody's going to have to go to auctions. Somebody's going to have to go to dealers. Somebody's going to have to talk. Somebody's going to have to, somebody's going to have to do that. I'm not doing it. I just want to drive my truck.
I'm saying... See, I think this is one of the problems. Right here, the barbecue Facebook group, all they heard was people coming in. I'm talking to the guys that are already in.
Yeah. We're talking to the entire community.
I mean, dude, I don't care if you've been doing it 20 years. Because what I know is what you were doing for the past 18 has changed in the past 2 years.
Exactly. It has.
So it doesn't matter if you're new, old, fat, tall, white, black. Right. I don't care.
Doesn't matter. Right.
Because I know you're going through changes.
You are. And this is why I like ATI so much, because ATI has really invested a lot of time, money, energy into building relationships with technology companies. The thing that Ty's really not a big fan of, right?
Which, that's right. Yeah. Talk about, yeah, there's a lot of people that can't stand technology.
Right. And that's why I'm talking about pre-owned auto logistics. They do have technology that I personally haven't seen it. But when I talk to Jeremy, when I talk to Dana, when I talk to anybody with pre-owned auto logistics, here's what
Kevin
I get.
Kevin and Colby and Kate.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. And they got a whole crew of dispatchers back there. So we're talking, I'm like, they have a whole crew of dispatchers for real.
I know, right? And they're brokers. Yeah. Go figure.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that if you're in the business or wanting to get in the business, and maybe we can help, right? And we're just asking, are you going to go talk to people? Are you going to build relationships? Are you going to build a lane? No, I'm not. Okay. You really want to haul cars? Yeah, I really do. Okay. Here's my advice. Let's get you together with, say, a company like Pre-Owned Auto Logistics. Why? Well, I know Kevin Lombardi. I've spent time with Kevin Lombardi, and if anybody can sell freight, cars, transportation, it's Kevin. I mean, this guy is amazing.
Salesman. Well, yeah.
Kevin's going to go get cars. Yeah, go ahead.
This is where we're at such a problem. And you pointed out there was a guy you talked to the other day that all he wants to do is drive and get away from his new wife or something, right?
Yeah.
What folks right now think getting business loading cars is seems to be the opposite of what getting cars and loading and business is.
Yeah.
It's we're at this really weird impasse where I that's why I say, where'd you get that idea? I don't even understand what a lot of people think car hauling is. It's not driving. Driving's the easy part.
Loading.
This is not a driving job. Anybody can. If you can do everything else you need to do during the day, anybody can drive that truck. That's not the job.
Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all. And
but Jay, you don't know. You're just sitting at a desk.
Right. Well, I talked to probably, I'm just ballparking, and I'm going to go somewhat conservative. I probably talked to 50 used car dealers this week, right? All 50 used car dealers. When I tell you confirmation bias, right, and I get excited about confirmation bias, what I'm talking about is I'm telling you things really have changed. It really is different. And it really is. I mean, I ran into another dealer last night at the rewards. He's like, hey, Ty, Mike Benavides was there.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to the other dealer. Remember Connie, the repo lady that we met with Auto Sled yesterday?
Yes. Dynasty something. Yeah.
Right. So, here, I might even have the guy's card.
I got a news story. You may think I'm going to pull up a news story here in a second.
Okay. Well, Mike's standing there talking to a dealer, and Connie's. Feel bad, but I don't remember his name right now. But I got his card anyway. He's wacky. Again?
Yeah, it's weird. Here, let me pull up this news article. Check this out. Yeah. I want you to see this. Okay. Everything's changing. Look at this.
What do you got?
Okay, consumer vehicle acquisition is all the rage, right? By the way, look at this. Look at the size of this ad that I can't get around. What happened here?
I can't even close it.
Yeah, I can't even close it.
That's a big ad. I wonder how much that costs.
You know, when I see these giganto ads, I always wonder what the problem is. Like, anyways, let me keep going. So Car Lots shuttered 11 stores.
Shuttered? Does that mean sold?
Closed. Check this out. Used vehicle.
Really?
Yeah, this is like pre-owned vehicle, consumer vehicle acquisition stuff. Car Lots has been a darling of the trade shows for at least a year. And I guess they went public and everything was amazing. But they just laid off 25 to 30% of their workforce.
Whoa.
Does that remind you of anybody? Can you say Carvana?
Yeah.
My point is there's something going on, which is, I mean, I know you love to, you know, look at, right? Try and figure out what's going to happen next before it happens.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I get. I really get excited.
And look,
about
they
that
mentioned
stuff.
Carvana right here. Look,
yeah,
in May, Carvana, ACV's mentioned here, but as an IPO, Carlots shares. So it's interesting, right? And you've talked about this. When a company goes public, look out.
Watch out.
Yeah.
Hang on to your britches.
Right. Because now you're working for shareholders, not anybody else.
You got to be careful.
All right, Jay, that was totally unfair. But
you don't. Yeah, you don't want to go public, really.
Hey, Ty, you want to have a SPAC? Do you want a SPAC?
No, I don't. Oh, no thanks. No, thank you.
Okay.
But again, it goes back to so interesting things, right? And here's the more bizarre part, in my opinion. How's the audio video? Is it working?
Yeah, we'll keep going. Yeah, we're okay. Thanks.
Okay. The interesting part is eBlock. We're talking to Simon. Was that his name?
Simon Jones, eBlock. He's a VP.
Talking to Simon Jones, eBlock, is telling us they have 4 auctions now.
I know, right? And he's like, oh, that's nice. Your nails look nice.
Thank you.
Now, it sounds to me like they want more.
They do. They do. And then you have Accelerate Group. What are they doing? They just bought another one.
Buying auctions.
Within the last month or two.
Get out of here.
It was a big deal. Yeah.
Wow.
They bought another one. So, you know, I ran into Chuck. Did I tell you I saw Chuck Tapp and I got to shake his hand? He was standing there talking to Tony Long.
Chuck Tapp. Why can't. Yeah.
Accelerate Group.
Accelerate Group. President, okay.
EVP, something like that. Executive Vice. He's a big name.
Yeah, he is.
He's a big guy, too, by the way. Like tall.
Oh, okay.
Where I'm going with this is, okay, wait a minute. Ty and Jay are always bashing technology. We're always bashing these load boards. We're always bashing these car haulers that watch these YouTube videos. We're always bashing all this. I mean, I am. Right? Maybe not Jay, but I'll take the heat, right?
Well, somebody's got to push back.
Okay, well, where right? I'm going, though, is look, dude, step back a minute. Wait a minute. What's going on? The technology may not be working like everybody had hoped. What do we know for sure? I mean, think about this. If things go bad, you're in a metro city, right? Metro area. Let me ask you, what happens if there's no food? Things go south fast. Did you know that? People start coming into houses. People start stealing. I mean, it's just chaos.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is based on what we're looking at. Yeah. Uh-oh.
No, I'm talking about we're going post-apocalyptic.
No, I'm just what I'm trying to say is, they're very well okay. If I'll bet you a dollar. I'll go dollar. 2023, auctions are going to come back.
So okay, that's the thing. No matter how you slice this, if you're watching, companies are buying auctions. And there's a reason. And maybe they all have their own.
No, not technology. Why eBlock? Okay, Carvana.
Right.
All right. What is happening here? What? Pay attention. Why does somebody all of a sudden want and talking about an auction?
It's fascinating. Now, ACV has so many dealers they work with, which is interesting too, because a dealer is like a tiny auction. Right?
No. So ACV, and I know I'm speaking out of turn here because I haven't talked to anybody from ACV. ACV, no. So speculation 100%.
Yeah, we didn't talk to ACV.
I have not talked to anybody, but they already have a problem. They're renting space.
Well, that's my point is that...
So why not just go buy another auction?
Right. Will ACV go buy an auction? What's your guess?
My guess is yes, absolutely.
Right. I think it's possible.
I got a dollar.
Yeah. I think ACV could be buying an auction in the next 12 months.
Now,
I don't know.
Just anybody watching this, we have not.
No.
We're just spitballing.
Me and you and a couple of the maids are watching this right now. But that's the funny thing. And that's so here's the great thing. Wait, where does this get back into Jay and Ty and load boards and car haulers? Well, the thing that boggles our minds is everybody's staring at the load boards for loads. You know, when I was a dispatcher, I had to. Where else am I going to stare? I can't go drum up sales because now I'm illegal, right?
Yeah, true story.
But if you're a business owner and you're an owner-operator, why are you staring at load boards and just randomly going places? Not, and you're not building any blue sky at all. None.
No.
You're literally just, and this is where the guys on Facebook say it. That's why I don't understand why nobody cares. If you're just paying for fuel and insurance and waiting till you go out of business, you're not interested in doing it differently? Holy crap. What?
Maybe if I get a better dispatcher, Jay.
I mean, what? Yeah. And nobody wants to hear this.
No, they don't. So,
they're not ready. Well,
no, they're not. But this is why I still think, and you know, whether it's the 20 group, whether it's ATI platform, whatever it is, okay, hear me out. I really genuinely believe, because of all the trade shows that we've gone to in the last year, this year, right? I really believe that the relationships that we're making are, again, I always say, the rubber things in the bowling alley. So you want to come in, you want to maybe don't do it how we think might be a good idea. Fine. Here's a broker that needs carriers. Here's a technology, a load board. There's ACV, there's auto sled, there's pre-owned auto logistics. I mean, we have these relationships with people, right?
Well,
we can get you there, but maybe try it can get you there safer.
And I'm glad that you said that, because it's not that I hate load boards. I just don't think it should be your end-all be-all strategy.
No.
That's an addition, right?
Sitting there talking to Bart
yesterday.
That's
your side order. Right? Yeah. You're going to get fries with your burger. You're going to get your load board with your customers.
I only use the load board to go get a customer.
You don't live on a side of fries, do you?
No, you don't. You got to have at least.
Hi, can I take your order? I'm just going to have a big side of fries.
Side fries, please.
Really? That's what you had yesterday. Well, that's my strategy.
That's my strategy. So again, the power in my, and I, this sounds gay, this cheesy, crazy, but I really think there is the power of ATI. And I do believe that, you know, I was thinking, okay, 20 group, who else you want in your 20 group? Well, I want Brian Riker in my 20 group.
Oh my gosh. Now it gets crazy. Exactly. You're going to get insurance, compliance, carriers, dealers, tech. This is going to get nuts.
Finance, balance sheets, P&Ls. Let's help you. And it's help. And I think it's just like anything else. Crazy. People, I finally ran into
here's
one
your lead
dealer.
Into candy, because you can talk about candy here in a second. Get candy in the 20 group.
Candy. I mean, the port. Yeah, let's talk about Seaport. By the way, candy's going to be on probably more with us coming up here in the next month or two.
Great.
We're going to talk about Seaport services, and we're going to talk about TWIC, and we're going to talk about the port life. And I'm really excited about candy, because believe it or not, like, did you know Bart called me and asked for Candy's number a while back?
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So having
I think you did tell me that. Yeah, I think you did tell me. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool. So I don't know whether to go ahead and talk to anybody about it. But point being is you've said it for a long time. We talk about train, boat, truck, dealer, one car hauler, drive away. I mean, it's all there, right?
I'm out. Auction.
Out?
OEM.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You just keep going.
Yeah.
So looking at what Candy does, I think there's more of that coming too.
Yeah.
Port stuff. I really do. I don't know how or why, but.
No. Well, and it's interesting because I'll tell you what. Did you see the video where the guy, you saw this. That was an amazing series. The guy, I think he lost a day learning that he couldn't get a TWIC or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That
right?
video. Yeah. That was
and
sick.
It's another one of those that, like, it's like, well, where'd you get that idea?
Oh, like, man. Yeah.
Why would you just show up at a port and be like, I'm ready for my car? They're like,
well, because he got it on a load board.
Well, all right. First of all, we need to see some ID. you might fail that one. Right. It's crazy.
Well,
all right.
Again, we've got used car news. Thank you.
Thank you,
NIADA,
Colleen and Jeff.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Jeff,
NIADA.
Everybody.
I want to get this list. NIADA. I've got Bob, Brett, Diane, Janet, Ed, Bill, Ben, Reed, Troy, and Andy at NIADA. We got Colleen and Jeff at Used Car News. Thank you, Ty.
Yeah.
You had a busy week, man.
It was real. It was, talking to Bob. I mean, who talks to Bob?
It was awesome.
That can be stressful, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the part nobody knows. How you feel when you're trying to manage all this stuff.
Well, it was really cool. He was a great guy. My palms didn't even get sweaty. It was amazing.
Wow, awesome.
Super easy to talk to.
Yeah, I would have been.
But you know, I mean, like I was sitting there thinking, okay, what would Christopher Ludwig talk about with this guy, right? And I'm not saying Chris can or can't have, but I thought I wanted to get to know the guy.
Yeah.
I understand that and that, but who are you and what do you do, right?
No.
And the reason is because we can have another conversation next time. We can get into some more stuff. Maybe. Take it a little farther, all right? It's relationship building. We don't come in throwing fists and kicking and punching. We're, hey, I'm Ty, you're Jay, you're Bob. How's it going? CEO, wow. And how does that work? Where'd you come from? And, you know, the guy was super nice.
He was super cool. That was a really great way to start day one.
Yeah, so I'm sure I could have asked a lot more questions, different things like that. But you know me, and I feel like that's my objective here is I want to get to know you first. I mean, this is our first date. Let's just talk about where you've been.
I actually did a kind of a speech yesterday about, you know, the best way to approach being at trade shows. So I'll rename this. I had called this, well, it's Auto Transport Takeaways, NIADA Convention Expo 2022 Business Training. Yeah, that's fair. That's reasonable title. But I'll change the thumbnail to Takeaways or something. Location Services is Tuesday night. Okay, so Tuesday night we have Location Services on the show. Hey, Daniel made it in here. Hey, so now there's three people watching. What's up, Daniel? Does it... When I talk about people watching, why does that... Give me... Here we go. Here's time for some... Are you ready for some honest feedback? What's it sound like when I talk about two people watching? Daniel, chime in. You know what I mean, Ty. What's that sound like?
Well, I'm sure somebody could come up with that. I think it's probably – we put in a lot of work.
We work our butts off on this channel. It feels a little thankless too often, doesn't it?
Well, that's the unfortunate part. See, this is where it sucks for you because I get to talk to guys.
You're the people. Yeah, you get to meet everybody, yeah.
I get to hear. And, you know,
I'm sitting
try
here.
To
I'm typing pass all it night. Along.
Yeah, I try to pass along, but I'm talking to this guy. Even I was a little bit rough on that guy when I was. But I think he just needed, because it was a second phone call. And I don't think he heard me the first time. So the second time I had to kind of get a little red face, a little, raise my voice a little, and just kind of be pretty blunt. He really did say thank you, and I'm not joking. But that's why I get to say I get to talk to everybody. I get the texts. I mean, there's some guy, Steve, somewhere down. I mean, he sends me, man, a great show. You guys are killing it.
Thanks.
I get
Daniel.
To talk to somebody. Hey, I watch your shows. You guys are amazing. I love what you do. So it could be you don't get to engage and interact maybe like I do.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing. You know what it is too is that I'm always focused on the executive level. Your boots on the ground. I'm at the executive level, man. I feel like the executives are trying to beat me up.
Yeah, it's definitely a rough game. I mean,
I see everybody opening the email, but I never win the popularity contest on the likes and the views and all that stuff. It drives me crazy.
Right, but no names. We ran into a pretty big name company at the trade show. Hey, saw you. Know that guy? Know that guy? We know everybody. Look, see.
Well,
and then
we're
bring more people in. We know. Hey, you want to do an interview? It turned into woke corporate in like that.
Well,
and I won't even.
Oh,
tell.
Oh God, that one company. Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You
got,
they all went. You got
back,
attacked
the
by the woke
parking
army.
Lot. What are you doing in the transport parking lot? I mean, that's what it was. It was crazy.
So, all right. So, truth. Here's one for you, Daniel. So Ty, we're not going to name any names. Ty says hello to a company. Ty says hello to a company.
Which, by the way, I saw in Raleigh on stage.
Hey, everybody's heard of this company's name, and it's not who you're thinking of. You'll never guess.
No.
But there's several companies like this where you feel like you're being frisked. So you go up, you say hello, and the guy whose job it is to be super happy. I think that was his title, super happy. And yeah. he starts roughing you up and starts asking who you know and what you're doing. And then brings somebody else over from another organization to verify if you're lying.
Yeah, and there's hugs happening with a little kiss on the cheek between the verification process, and you're watching that, and you still have a question? What? Okay. Sorry to bother you. Have a great day.
Yeah, so
make sure you put the LGBTQT whatever fuck on your flag, too, on your on your LinkedIn. That really makes it better.
Ty got, guys, this is a camera one. Ty literally, he got, like, he was,
Accosted.
For what now? Why do you think that is? Because we're not. Why? Like, it's like the when you get kicked out of auctions. Why are you getting kicked out of auctions? Why are you getting kicked out of somebody's booth? What's going on?
The auction. I could actually understand more than I could with this little story we're talking about. And I'm not bitching. I actually thought it was funny. Yeah. And I'm
you
really
can't
happy
you can't believe what Ty goes through. They kicked him. Dude. Did they kick you? Did they kick you out of They didn't kick you out of the booth, but with their eyeballs and behavior.
Well, with their eyeballs and their behavior, here was my reply. We don't need to do an interview. Nice to meet you. And literally walked off. I really did.
And it's like, this is what's crazy.
Damn, where's my credentials? Maybe I can find them somewhere. I mean, what do you got to have?
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Well, that's the thing. And that's why we're talking. Sometimes on Fridays, we're just having community discussion, like we're having a live meeting. And what we want you to know is, there are car haulers in our own community kicking us out, and there are businesses that those companies think love us kicking us out. We get kicked all the time on ATI. Why? Yeah. What did we do so wrong? Oh, true.
Truth,
is it the truth? I don't know. Or is it, what is it? Is it this street cred? Because I'm not changing a bearing right now. Is that the problem?
Just.
All right. I know. I've had my fun. All right. So join us. Location Services Tuesday. That's going to be an amazing show. And another thing, like, for example, Location Services, why do I keep talking about Location Services? Like, why do I keep talking about Rapid Recon? These are companies that don't, well, actually, Location Services has a transportation division, but these are companies that value transportation as part of the life cycle of the deal, right?
Yeah.
They like, because auto remarketing, I know, half the country just went to sleep. Auto remarketing involves the importance of a transporter. When you say my ETA is my ETA, an auto remarketer somewhere just jumped out the window.
Whoa.
Yeah. Right, because an auto remarketer is looking at the floor plan and the financing and the reconditioning and the transport and the customer and the fleet management company and the auction reps and the technology. They don't have time for my ETA is my ETA.
No.
Just don't. Like, what if the dealer said, I'll open the store when I want?
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Oh, cool. Or the mechanic goes, I'll change your oil when I want.
Yeah.
My ETA is my ETA. My oil is my oil.
My way. It's funny.
It is. Well, it's crazy.
The beautiful part is that I really do have a lot of hope. I really do. I'm encouraged. Yeah. I really am encouraged with this trade show.
Wow.
It's really met a lot of awesome people.
You met a lot of awesome people. You really did.
Yeah. Good time. Definitely top two favorite so far.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's been a minute since they've had this, right?
Well, it's interesting you say that. I think you're right. Well, I think that was a 2020. I don't know.
There was some back and forth there with a couple people like, no, it was 2020. No, it's 2019. Oh, whatever. Here's where I'm going. It was amazing. And now I want to start talking about the IARA. That's coming up next, right?
NIADA is in the books.
Yeah, I'll do some posts on LinkedIn. Thank you, NIADA. But next we're going to IARA. We want to talk about that because there's going to be a special speaker there that I can't wait to watch.
Man, that's going to be a great show. So, by the way, you know what I was wondering is, I don't think you're on Tuesday night, but that could change.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I've got scheduling to work on, but I think we got a pretty full boat. Let me tell you, just by the way, Jose is going to kick off with the overview of location services. Jose Delgado, love that guy.
Yeah. He's amazing, by the way.
He is. Ken Garbez, he loves to talk about keys, which gets into repo, transport, great topic. Then we're going to, we got a new Jennifer Perry. Is a title service manager with over 20 years experience in title and registration. She's going to be on with she works for location services. And this guy, Stephen Nethery, he works at the LPR, license plate recognition. Remember when we had our minds blown a couple years ago about license plate? Stephen works with law enforcement, and they love this LPR, so he's on the show Tuesday night. There might be one other gentleman joining us. It's going to be a full show, so it's going to be great. So, that is a wrap on NIADA and, NIADA and Used Car News. Thank you so much. The 20 groups and everybody. We got a lot of follow-up to do.
Ton. Yeah. I see a lot of opportunity. I see a lot of hope. I'm not discouraged. Matter of fact, you know, coming to this, I've been kind of bummed out thinking the world's going to come to an end soon.
I'm not reading the news today. You could be right.
Yeah, I tried to say, this conference has been, it's been good for me because I have not been on my phone the entire conference. I couldn't tell you what's going on. Well, that's not true. I heard today Roe v. Wade was over.
No.
That really happened.
No.
Yeah, well, we'll keep going. The reality of it is that coming here.
Handmaid's Tale is here. Welcome, everybody, to Handmaid's Tale 2022.
Yeah. I was encouraged. I came in a little rough. I'm leaving energized. I know I look a little worn out right now. I'm not feeling too good. Might have caught a bug, but I really am energized.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're good.
All right, well, get some rest. Keep a notepad by the bed. Always. Yeah. That's why I'm telling you these things. Pre-owned auto logistics.
Look at that. Pre-owned.
Which again, pre-owned auto logistics is going to be, we're going to see them more on ATI. Keep a notepad by the bed. Make notes and
Keep us posted. Attention.
Yeah. So, and we got a full week next week. Oh, again, with all the, it never stops. We got Tuesday Night Live, location services. Wednesday, live carrier advice. Thursday, dispatching live. And then Friday, who's on Friday? Oh, you know, I don't think, because we're leading into 4th of July. I don't think we have a guest next Friday yet.
Okay.
So if something pops up, book it. Yeah.
Oh, well, we might put a candy on there then.
Yeah.
A Seaport service episode.
That'd be great.
Friday.
Do it. Yeah. Reach out to her. Let her know Friday's open. That'd
Get
be great.
Get that going Friday.
Yeah,
All
that'd
right.
be awesome.
And by the way, Candy and I, we're talking about, she's really passionate about the little guy too. Did you know that?
Oh, it's absolutely. She's amazing. You know, that's another, actually, what Candy does, knows, says, and who she helps seems to be rather unknown. So this will be
huge.
Great. I know. We got to bring her on Cars of the Move.
The reason I'm talking about
Cars
that
of the Move
is
about to get freaking busy, dude.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
But I would like to. She's one of her favorite shows. Mine too is the Dispatching Live show.
That's
so she's
crazy.
Putting a commercial together. And if we can find that commercial, we might throw it up on the Dispatching Live.
Done.
Yeah.
Dispatching Live is insane.
Because she talks to. Do you know how many she carriers little guys she talks to every day?
I don't, and I'd love to know more about that. Well, that's what. For example, like Monday, we have some meetings coming up on Monday. We're going to catch up with All Car Haulers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're going to catch up with Pre-Owned Auto Logistics because we're going to work on, they're going to be on Cars on the Move July 8th.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you know what I was thinking? We should do the Tuesday Nights Live with Pre-Owned Auto Logistics in August because you're going to go to Boston, aren't you?
Well, the way that we left it, I think, was after IARA swing up to Boston if Dana was still on board.
So that would be late August. This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking August 30th.
Okay.
Anyways, spitballing, talking live. And then we also are talking. This is really neat. Yellow Brick Transport.
I saw that, man. That was.
Oh,
see,
my
there you
gosh.
Go. There's your
he
happiness.
Threw
Look.
Serious love. Yeah, no, I know.
See, there you go.
I know. I shouldn't better, get so you? Down. That guy was smart. Like, he said ATI is the only and one and only something like, oh, it made me feel so good. That was so nice. So we're going to talk to him on Monday. Yeah.
Yep. We're making progress. It's good. I think this is a real pivotal conference for ATI, and I mean that in a lot of ways, and I can't wait to see where it goes.
Me really. Too. So good job.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. And look at this. Now the views are going up and we're saying goodbye. Well, that's a pretty strong
rewind.
Message right there. So
hit the rewind.
I want to thank everybody. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much. And we'll see you soon. Safe travels, Ty. Okay. All right. Thank you so much again for jumping in the live chat, Dan and Chris. We really appreciate it. It really does mean a lot. Seriously, following this channel and the people you brought on has had me change the plans. That's great. That's good. We're glad to hear that. Because I tell you, seriously, I think that's one of the things that drive me crazy are load board obsession. This is good. Making notes live. Confessing it. Load board obsession drives me crazy. Because as a dispatcher, let me tell you, one of the reasons I went crazy was because staring at load boards all days will make it'll make you crazy. Not only staring at the load board, then having to call on the load. Oh my god. Shoot me. Okay. Load board obsession makes me crazy. And then this whole like intravertical, what do we call this? Intravertical, it's not jealousy. I don't know what it is. Infighting. Like, here's what I'm getting at. Aha. Auto Haulers Association of America. You get many companies sitting together at the same conference. Great. But what we can't seem to do is we can't seem to accomplish that in any sense. Where's the community of, like, owner-operators, new car haulers, and like veteran car haulers? There is no community. And all I said was car hauler. Then you add in broker, you add in dispatcher, and there is like zero community. There is zero community between car haulers, brokers, and dispatchers. And right now, oh God. That's why Roe v. Wade really, okay. If the law on the definition of dispatchers goes the same way as Roe v. Wade, then we're going to make dispatchers illegal too. I don't know why. That makes no sense to me. Especially because brokers hire dispatchers, carriers hire dispatchers, and police departments hire dispatchers. But somehow, they're illegal. That is bananas. So either we don't want a community, and then I'll tell you, here's another one. When I saw a group on Florida on social media saying that we need to band together on the rates, I promise you that the group before them said it too, and the group after them will say it too. But they're still just separate groups, all saying the same thing. But there will be no banding together. There is not going to be a band. We're not putting the band back together. So, we're obsessed with load boards. We have intravertical infighting. And there will be no band concert reunion. So, that's the state of affairs right now. And so, given all that, you know, okay. Good luck with that. We're going to go to the trade shows. We're going to make as many friends as possible. And we're going to continue to say what we wish everybody would listen to. But we're just going to keep doing it anyways. I don't know why. Well, actually, we're doing it for you. We're doing it for you, Daniel. We're doing it for you, Chris. We do have a list, actually. We're doing it for Joe, the car shipper. The problem is, the list of people we're doing it for is still about 0.01% of the industry. And, all right, fine. We'll take 0.01%. That's the best we got. That's what we got right now. But we're ATI, the Car Shipping Business Channel, and I know it's annoying, but we won't stop. We're just going to keep going. We'll be live approximately 4 times a week. Next trade show is IARA Summer Roundtable in August. So if you don't like the trade show stuff, you'll definitely get a break from that. Live Carrier Advice is Wednesday again with Brian Riker. We already got an email from a guy that took a gummy and I guess he lost his authority. So we're going to cover that Wednesday. Thursday, we got Dispatching Live where we got to take another bite at the apple. You've got another 2.5 weeks to tell the federal government dispatchers are not like total scumbags, or tell them they are. Whatever you want to do, whatever floats your boat. You have 2.5 weeks to do that before then they close the comments on that. We'll talk about that Thursday. Friday, if we're lucky, we'll get Candy on the show to talk about. Candy works at the port, but she helps car haulers. Because, I tell you, did you see the video? Have you seen the video of the guy that lost a whole day finding out about a TWIC? And you can't, like, there's no TWIC card vending machine. You can't go to the port and put in some quarters and then get your TWIC. No. It takes, like, I don't know, months? Background checks, all this stuff. There should be no reason why. And you know what? There's going to be another video. There'll be another video coming soon to a YouTube near you of a guy that lost a whole day because he saw a video where someone said you can get rich and there was a TWIC vending machine or whatever. I don't know why. We don't ever fix these problems. It's the same. It's the funny. You should check it out. You're going to see video year after year of the same failed topic. I'm going out of business because of this. And this guy did too. And this guy did too. And so did this guy. Get a load board. Have a great day. Thanks everybody for watching ATI, the Car Shipping Business Channel. My name is Jay. It's not a comedy show. I'm sorry that it feels that way. Stay safe. Have a good weekend. Grow your business. Share your thoughts. Talk to somebody and let us know how we can help. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. Peace out.